Good morning. The rich man in a town died. So many people came to his funeral. The local news reporter came to the pastor and asked him, "How much did he leave behind?" And the pastor replied, "All of it." He left behind everything he earned. Couldn't take a single penny with him. In today's first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, the author tells us, all is vanity. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. That when you die, you can't take any of the material things that you have earned with you. You have to leave everything behind. What you can take with you is the good things that you have done. St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading, if we have died with Christ, seek what is above and not what is of earthly. Put to death the parts of you that are earthly, like immorality, evil desire, passion, impurity, and the greed that is idolatry. And Jesus tells in today's gospel to the man who approached him, he said, beware of all sorts of greed. Although one may be rich, but one's life does not consist of possessions. Beware of all greed. Yes. Apparently, this man who approached Jesus had some dispute going on with his brother regarding their family property. So he wanted Jesus to intervene and help him to settle the dispute. First, Jesus tells him, "Come on, man, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator? I have better things to do. This is not why I came for, to settle your family property dispute. No, I have more urgent things to do here." But although Jesus gave him a fairly good warning and a great answer through the parable of the rich farmer, settling dispute is not Jesus' work. That is the work of the lawyers or attorneys, like Deacon Mike. You can approach him. Or at least he can find you a great lawyer, to settle the disputes. I don't know about here, but in the place where I come from, there is this happening very often. This family dispute over the family properties. I myself have experienced or encountered a sort of family property dispute in our family. A few years ago, my parents were dividing our family inheritance, family property among our siblings. And which they do, that's a tradition. That when they prepare their will, they divide the family property equally among all the children. But one may get a little extra, like the one who would take care of the parents in their old age. So there was a dispute. One of my brothers was not happy the way my parents divided the property. So a few years ago, it was becoming a great problem. And my brother was getting into dispute with my parents, and there was so much of disunity in the family because of that. So I had to intervene, So when I went home for my vacation, I called all my brothers together in my parents' house, and we had a family reunion, and then we tried to settle the matter. Now, nothing I said to my second to the oldest brother, who had this real problem that he wasn't happy with the portion that he received. He wanted more. But the all other brothers were okay. You know, we are six brothers, six sons. I have five brothers and we are just all boys. So it's, when it comes to property, they all fight for it. They need that, the inheritance. So finally, I had to come up with a solution. I was the arbitrator there. See? Yep. See, sometimes we are called into that. Although I am the prodigal son, you know. The one who left them and gone away. All others are there, close to my parents. So finally, I had to come up with a solution to bring peace in the family. So I told my second, the oldest brother, you can have my share of the property. I had a share too. And then he was very happy. He received it. He took it. But my mother wasn't happy. She said, Sonny, what about you when you retire? I said, don't worry, Mom, about my retirement. My religious order will take care of my needs. And I'm not going to retire anytime soon, I said. I will retire only when I die. So I had to take that decision of giving up my share of the property to my brother so that he could be at peace. He's very happy. Now when I go home, you know, the one who treats me most is my second oldest brother. See? He is so extra nice to me now. He's happy. But at least there is peace in our family now. I have seen so many families breaking apart over the dispute over material properties. Yes, Jesus in today's gospel tells the parable of the rich man, the farmer. He calls him a fool, because he put his trust in material possessions and not in God, not in what matters to God. Being rich is not sinful. Material things, richness, wealth, all these are gifts from God given to us. We ought to use them in the right way for our good and for the good of others while we are still here on earth. Because we can't take any of that with us when we die. Being rich is not sinful, but greed is sinful. God has created a lot of things, material things in this world, enough to meet the needs of all the people in the world, but not enough to meet the greed of people. We hear of billionaires, they are not happy with what they have. They still want to earn more and more. Millionaires and billionaires. Because they are attached to their possessions. Greed, that is evil. A few days ago, I was talking with one of our parishioners who told me, Father, I'm going to retire soon. And I have decided to downsize my house and move into a smaller one. Because I realize now, Father, that I don't need a big house. It's so huge. And we are only just two, me and my wife, in the house. So I'm downsizing it. And now when I look at my house, the big house, I see so many things, material things in the house, which I don't use them anymore. So I have decided to give them away to those who could use them. And now that, Father, I am going to be more free, I am going to give more of my time and my treasure to the church. And going to do some service to the church to serve the people while I can. I was so touched by that testimony of that parishioner. What a great way to move forward. Jesus says in the gospel, Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, he says, where your treasure is, there your heart also be. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, what is the greatest treasure that we have earned here on earth? Is it material or is it spiritual? Amen.